Health Quest Radio. It's Dr. David Kolbaba on AM 560. The Answer.
It's happening all along the beautiful shores of Lake Michigan. Meaningful, life-changing moments all around the world. HealthQuest Radio goes airborne, wheels up. Copy that. HealthQuest Radio proudly presents Adventures in Health with your host, Dr. David Kolbaba. Hi, I'm Alex, and you? Well, you're right where you're supposed to be. You're listening to America's number one health news and science show, our adventure guide, He Is Ready. He is the voice of integrated preventive health care in our nation today. He's the clinical director of our West Dundee offices. His story will show he is a man before his time, a real trailblazer. My friend, my partner, and my favorite radio boss, here's our host, Dr. David Kolbaba. Hey.
Hey, it's Easter weekend, 2024, and don't know if it's the end of winter or the beginning of spring, of course. That's Chicagoland weather for sure, isn't it? Tomorrow is Easter, of course, and I wanted for our show today to be a meaningful one for me and you. So you got to keep it right here. Now, if you want a blessing, your life is all stressed out, and you think you need a blessing, or maybe you want a blessing, or maybe you need a blessing, you got to keep it right here today, okay? Because I've got something I think that, it's something that warms my heart and encourages me in this world of ours. And I'm hoping that I can share that blessing and set you up for a great day tomorrow, commemorating something very special for most of us with shared faith. So keep it right here, okay? Oh, and then you got the solar eclipse. Another subject altogether with heavenly ramifications. If you've listened to all the news about what all the ins and outs are for this year's solar eclipse, I hope you're within a radio shot of today's show, of course, getting it live rather than a few weeks after the event. But interesting, isn't it? The solar eclipse. It's a very curious thing as well. And I wanted to also say, as a part of today's show, I thought I'd share what blesses me so much as we celebrate that which for me represents, I believe, the most important holiday celebration of the whole year. And I don't know that I've ever said this on the air, I guess, but I have to say that perhaps the most unique element of our creation, in my book, as a phenomena that we all experience and that we all cherish at the same time. I know most people would say, you know, food. Okay, food is up there. Okay, I'll go with that. I wouldn't say that would be so true in modern day, where the food isn't all that good for us, even though we're still compelled to eat the stuff. But as I think about some of the interesting facets of living on this planet as it whirls through space, is that of music. And I know not all music is good, and it depends on your musical tastes and such. But to me, music is an opportunity to be able to share an inspiration that went into the making and creating of the music, and to be able to share that same music with every element of our creative being. Some of us are more creative when it comes to music, of course. And some of us can say, I can't hold a tune, but I am blessed, especially when listening and experiencing certain types of music. It could be instrumental or that which is sung through the human voice. And I got to say, when I think about Easter, it is synonymous for me spending a little bit of time in my brain and in my mind listening to what I would describe as more of an encouragement and an inspiration to remember that not all that we see, not all that we hear, not all that we feel is good for us. And so, you know what it's like being deluged by the news and electronic devices. We talk about that constantly on our show. I thought today we could take just a little bit of a break and perhaps share a blessing that might be, you know, transformative in the few minutes we have today. Now, I'm going to do something that is a little bit off the trail by playing music a little bit, a couple of pieces of music that remain very inspirational and close to my heart. Now, most of us with shared faith, we keep our attention to the heavens, you know, the eclipse, and all that, in spite of a world of confusion and uncertainty. And I hope this show today can warm your spirit and help rest your soul for just a little bit. It all centers for me this time of year, and it's obvious that it would be so for most of us of shared faith, that it's all about Jesus, even the name of Jesus. We love him. We love Jesus because, as the song goes, because he first loved us. And that, of course, is consistent with Scripture. And then, of course, I hope that has something to say, not only for my being here today, but for you tuning into Chicagoland's longest-running health news and science show with me, Dr. David Kolbaba. I thought we'd take a quiet moment to slow you down a little bit. And if you can, you know, I'm not expecting you to close your eyes when you're driving your car, but grab a quiet place you can pull off if you are in your car. Pull the visor down, you know, get the reclined seat on the car back, and just enjoy as we travel through an adventure in health here, centered around Easter of 2024. This song is so important to me, and there'll be a couple of others that will just, I think it'll help to slow things down and rest your soul, and maybe put a smile on your face and look at this Easter 2024 is something different than others have been in the past for you. And again, I say it's no mistake that you have tuned into our show today, and happy to have you be with us. I hope that you'll give me some feedback on this by going to healthquestradio.com. That's healthquestradio.com, and comment on what this show meant to you in an inspirational, encouraging way, okay? Okay, here we go.
You are still my first love, and all I am is yours. You are still my anchor, forever I'm secure. You are still my first love, you're my guiding light. You're with me in the fire, and you lead me through the night. You have my heart, you've won my heart. Oh, how I love Jesus. first love. And all I'm longing for, you'll always be the fortress, my shelter in the storm.
It's Dr. David Kolbaba. It's HealthQuest Radio.
Go to healthquestradio.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Go to healthquestradio.com.
Welcome again to our HealthQuest Radio broadcast. It's no mistake you're with us today. A beautiful song for you on this Easter weekend. Music piece that brings such power to our faith. One that touches me deep in my heart. And I'm going to share some of the lyrics with you. Lyrics to a song titled, Is He Worthy? Chris Tomlin sings it here for us live in concert. Be blessed. Close your eyes and take it in. Is he worthy? Do you feel the world is broken? I do. And do you feel the shadows are deepening? I do. But do you know that all that darkness won't stop the light from getting through? I do. And do you wish that you could just see it all made new? I do. Is all creation groaning? Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? It is. And is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Yes, it is. But are any of us worthy? Are any of us whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? Don't think so. But the Lion of Judah, Jesus, who conquered the grave, Easter morning, he's of King David's root. And he's the Lamb of God who died to ransom and was raised. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing, honor, and glory? Is he worthy of this? He is. Do you believe our Heavenly Father truly loves us? He does. And does the Holy Spirit move among us? He does. And does Jesus, our Messiah, hold forever those he loves? He does. But none of us are worthy, and none of us are whole. Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? Only the Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave. He is the Lamb of God who died and was raised. For every people and tribe, for every nation and tongue, he has made us a kingdom. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing, honor, and glory? Is he worthy? Is he? He is. So maybe our world is broken and the shadows look like they are deepening, but know that all of the darkness can never stop God's light from getting through to you or me. And why? Because he's worthy. Our Lord is worthy. Yes, he is. He is.
Do you feel the world is broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see all made new? All creation groaning is a new creation coming. Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this?
Conquered the grave. He is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom.
So maybe our world is broken and all creation is groaning. And the shadows look like they're darkening. But please know this, that all the darkness can never stop God's light from getting through to you or me. And great wonders ahead for all of us of shared faith. And how can this be? Because He is worthy. Our Lord is worthy.
Is anyone worthy?
Worthy.
Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, He is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave from every people and tribe.
Chicagoland's longest-running health, news, and science show with your host, Dr. David Kolbaba.
Well, I'm sure you're consuming your 5 to 13 recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day, right? But if you're not, try Dr. K's Super VitaQuest, because it provides a proprietary concentrated blend of those important phytonutrient-rich plant extracts. Maybe it's time to go beyond the basics, because our Super VitaQuest has been scientifically tested for its biological activity potential, and well, it helps protect our cells from those damaging free radicals, maintaining DNA stability. It's the smart multi, uniquely designed to nourish, defend, and recharge every cell in our bodies. Super VitaQuest is further enhanced with quality vitamins and minerals and many other superior phytonutrients like resveratrol, lutein, zeaxanthin, and lycopene. So go beyond the basics. Try Dr. K's Super VitaQuest today. Order your first supply by calling 800-794-1855. That's 800-794-1855. More Health Quest coming right up.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
So, okay, strap yourself in, non-rehearsed and no notes. It's Jesus. Do you know Him? Don't let this Easter be stolen away from you, because it's yours to be blessed this Easter weekend.
The Bible says my King is a seven-way King. He's a King of the Jews. That's a racial King. He's a King of Israel. That's a national king. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. Well, I wonder, do you know him? David said, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of his shoreless supplies. No barrier can hinder him from pouring out his blessings. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He stands in the solitude of himself. He's august and he's unique. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He is the supreme problem in high criticism. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He is the cardinal necessity for spiritual religion. He's the miracle of the age. He is the superlative of everything good that you choose to call him. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he beautifies the meek. I wonder if you know him. Well, this is my king. He is the key. He's the key to knowledge. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. Do you know him? Well, his office is manifold. His promise is sure. His life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. And his yoke is easy. And his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you, but he's in the... He's indescribable. Yes, he is. Good God. He's indescribable. Yes, he's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. Well, you can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off of your hand. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Well, the Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. The witnesses couldn't get their testimonies to agree. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. Yeah! That's my king. That's my king. Yeah. And thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. And ever, and ever, how long is that? And ever, and ever, and when you get through with all of the forevers, then amen. Good God Almighty. Amen. Amen.
Listening to Chicagoland's longest-running health, news, and science show with your host, Dr. David Kolbaba.
Go to healthquestradio.com. To HealthQuestRadio.com.
Here at HealthQuest, our high standard of healthcare doesn't come from a sickness care perspective, and neither should yours. And if you're not as healthy as you should be, and you're sick and tired of those health challenges, please call us. As we say here at HealthQuest, don't just stand there, do something. Do something good for yourself. Just this one time, this is Dr. David Kolbaba. If you're like me and my wonderful HealthQuest staff, well, we know how much you love helping others in this challenging world of ours. Now, if you could raise your level of health and wellness, well then you could be of greater service to those you know and love. What a great perspective, but you've got to put this intention into action. So just don't stand there. Do something. Call our HealthQuest radio hotline right now, 1-800-794-1855. Do it now for yourself and a better future with higher health. 1-800-794-1855.
Go to healthquestradio.com.
Well, we're back on a Saturday morning. Happy Easter for tomorrow. And happy eclipse, whatever that might mean for you and those you love. Yeah, I wanted to touch on the subject of cognitive challenges. I think most of us are really interested in keeping our minds keen and bright and sharp and all that good stuff. And most of us, I think, are somewhat afraid of losing our minds, because a huge contributor to cognitive decline has a lot to do with being alone. And we're not talking about solitude now, something that makes for a good life where you get some peace and quiet, you know, away from the hodgepodge of life, the overstimulation and so, because cognitive issues are affecting more than the older folks among us, affecting people of younger and younger ages. Now, you wouldn't think so because of how well connected we all are. I mean, just consider, you can't go anywhere without hearing the news about somebody, social media. And so with that, one would say, well, we're not disconnected at all. But having been in practice now for over 40 years, I've not only seen an extraordinary increase in all types of memory and cognitive challenges in my patients, but I've also seen them in my circle of friends and in my family. And I'm thinking these memory challenges score, in my mind, in the top five reasons for why people come to our practice for help. Now, they may not come in with that as their cardinal sign or the symptoms of that. It could be that the symptoms are suspect for those who observe them in the family circle. And they may come in seeking help for various struggles in life that we would say are pretty much the white collar. You know, it seems like fatigue is a big deal these days. Not being able to concentrate is another one. Interrupted sleep. I'm just not getting to the good food. I'm always just kind of going for the food that's not so good for me. But memory challenges, per se, score in the top five reasons for why people come into our practice, whether they know it or not, because, you see, they're seeking help for struggles relating to the forgetfulness, the decreased ability to maintain their mental focus, or the fact that their problem-solving capacity is waning, and maybe they're getting more critical or more upset, may suffer from ambivalence of some kind. They just have some kind of a malaise. They don't want to get up and out. They're more comfortable just staying put and not being as, we'll just say, creatively stimulated by what they used to do that they really enjoyed participating in, the different sport activity, just being active. You know, I used to have a garden. I used to play tennis. I used to can my own vegetables and so on. But you know, many factors can contribute to cognitive disorders. Among them are suboptimal nutrition, as you would get from someone like us here at HealthQuest, but also overeating plays a big part because we're overwhelming our body. You think you're overwhelmed. Can you imagine how your body senses what you're about to eat? And how it basically says to itself, you know, it's coming right for us. You know, what's he going to eat now? And even our bodies, as we are people, our bodies can become actually addicted to the foods that are not good for them. Just like we can become addicted to the foods that are not good for us. So you can imagine our bodies interpreting the foods at first blush as being not too healthy. But then we can get them conditioned to actually crave for these foods. And not only overeating, but carrying excess body weight is another big player when it comes to cognitive decline. Chronic low-level inflammation, we could say arthritic pain or soreness, chronic soreness, are all the kind of stresses that wear our body our bodies down. Even if they were normal to some extent, we can wear our bodies down. And obviously we could travel in the opposite direction, of course, because we can get the nutrition up if we only knew what to do. And many people come in with bags of supplements that they purchase from one source or another with some motivation or another, not remembering even why they bought the supplements. If your gastrointestinal tract is not working as keenly as it could, or it's been overused and abused, then even when you take on the good nutrition, the effect of that good nutrition will leave your body, you know, unaware that that nutrition passed through the gastrointestinal tract. The body weight, if we could get the body weight down and lower all of the pro-inflammatory conditions that seem to come from the sedentary lifestyle, not enough water, we're not getting the sleep, we're worrying too much and so. So give that a thought as we, you know, head into the weekend, one more opportunity for us to be a little more conscious about the one body we'll ever have this side of heaven. But you got to keep it right here, okay? Okay.
You're listening to Chicagoland's longest-running health news and science show with your host, Dr. David Goldbaba.
So how long were you told that you'd be on that medication that you're taking? That's what I thought. Sad, but it's the same for everyone else. Question, do you believe it's possible for you to be set free from the medication that you are presently on? Or are you stuck taking it forever, not to mention all of the side effects? And how good could it feel to finally become drug-free? You know, the United States makes up less than 5% of the world's population, yet we use over 85% of the world's supply of medication. That means that 95% of the world is using the 15% leftover medications, with 34 countries living longer than we do here in the United States today. Helping our body regain its health using a more natural approach can reduce the need for these dangerous medications. So let's begin your adventure in health today. Call 800-794-1855 to reserve your new patient strategy consultation. That's 800-794-1855.
Go to healthquestradio.com.
Well, we've got you a little bit slowed down on the Saturday morning here. I'm just always interested for myself and for you, of course, to be able to retain our health over the many years on the planet. And in speaking about how we let the operation of the brain leak out and diminish over time, with cognitive decline occurring because of a diminished discharge of energy, in my estimation. So the obesity, the overweightness in us, it just pulls the legs out right from under us. And we lose the motivation we had, or at least we thought we had when we were younger. And we're not using our brains as much as we did before modern advanced technology. And like it or not, what I just said is true. But now we just grab our not-so-smartphone to get the answers. You know what it's like. Used to be in a group before, and a discussion comes up, and you argue a little bit about one thing or another, and till finally somebody comes up with the answer because their memory served them a little better than maybe yours did yours. Now we just don't worry about remembering. We just go right to the smartphone. But you see, some relief can come when we commune with others of our own kind, being together versus being alone. And again, the advantage of solitude is amazing in a land of chaos. But so many of us, even with the electronic devices and those of us who sit in busy rooms, are still alone. A six-year memory study focused on people previously deemed to have dissociation disorder, and the study found that as a person became more socially integrated and anchored, their cognitive decline rate decreased by one half. So as we get together during this Easter weekend, one could say that's an opportunity once again to get together with those of our family, not only to be together, but to remember why we're together. And as I would say, as a person of faith, not all of my future is on this earth. So as we consider again, one more opportunity for us to be thankful and to be grateful of the saving grace of what Christ did on the cross, perhaps we could live a little more carefree. Not careless, but carefree about some of the worries that we have, some of the things we worry about that will never come to pass. And we've got several different testing procedures we use in our office, and I want to give you that phone number, 800-794-1855. That's 800-794-1855. And what we'll be able to do is establish your current state and how we can make the adjustments that are necessary to bring about a healing, a restoration, regardless of your age, regardless of where you've been. We've seen so many unexplainable restorations, and of course I know who to give the credit to, and of course I'd say it's got to be the God above. And so in remembrance of Easter tomorrow, and the personal kind of love that he showed, even on Resurrection Day, one could say, hey, what would happen if we became a steward, a better steward of that eternity that was given to us by taking better care of the bodies we have? Why don't you call that number, 800-794-1855, 800-794-1855, when you get time, and start your journey with us, okay? Okay, you be blessed. Have a great Easter with your family. We'll see you next week.
Please call our HealthQuest radio hotline at 800-794-1855. That's 800-794-1855. Make this one phone call one of the most important phone calls you'll ever make, for your sake. 800-794-1855.